everyone, and welcome back to MetalheadRadio.com. I'm your host today, DJ Lovely Laura. That was another great track off of the brand new self-titled CD In the City. That was Badge and a Gun by the Swedish rock band Mamakin. And we are joined today by the very sexy lead vocalist from the band, Ward. And let's say hello and welcome to the show. Hey, Ward, what's going on?
Nothing much. Hello, everybody.
Yeah, Ward's a little late today because he was walking the dog.
Yeah.
It's always necessary. So, Ward, are you still in Sweden right now? When are you guys going to be heading out over here to the U.S.?
We're taking the plane on the July 13th, and we're doing our first show July 15th, and then we're out for an entire month. So we're going back home August 16th, I think.
Oh, very cool. So you guys are going to be here for a while. And how many states or cities are you guys going to be hitting when you're out here?
I'm not really sure, actually, because I don't have the final sheet with all the shows. But I think we're heading for, I know we're doing Florida and North Dakota, South Dakota, Pennsylvania.
Right.
Dakota's WI. Which one is that? Wisconsin.
Yeah, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I'm a little sad not to see Texas on there. I'm gonna have to talk to your manager.
Yeah, I think they were talking about doing a show in Texas, and they're waiting for a. I think they're waiting for an answer from some venue in Texas. So it's not completely fucked yet. So we might go to Texas. I hope so, because I really want to see Texas.
Oh, yeah.
And I know the other guys want to as well.
Very awesome. Yeah, the Dakota Rock Fest is one of the big ones. You guys are going to be playing with a lot of big bands. That one's going to be awesome for you guys. Are you excited about that one?
Yeah, that's going to be real cool. And we got passes to hang out the entire festival. So
awesome.
We're just going to do our show and hang out the entire weekend and have fun and try to get some rest before the rest of the shows when we head out on the road again. So.
Right.
I think it's going to be a blast.
Oh, yeah. I think you guys are going to... I mean, I know all the people that I've been playing your music for, and me too. I mean, I grew up in the 80s and stuff, but I just love it. And I love the motto that you guys have, a great big kiss for everyone who misses the good old days is what your CD is like. And it definitely is. I love the sound. And what are some of the influences of the bands that you guys kind of got your style from?
I think we're influenced by rock in general,
right?
Not only sleaze or 80s rock, but we love a lot of the old stuff as well, like Grand Funk Railroad and Black Sabbath and The Who and all the stuff from way back there to up till now. But the biggest bands that we have as influences has to be Kiss, of course, and Rat, and probably Def Leppard. But I mean, we try to take as much from a lot of different bands from different eras of rock, as long as we can call it rock.
Right.
You know, yeah.
All right, very cool. So you guys got together. There is John, Edwin, and Elias. And how did this all get started? When did you guys get together?
We started back in 2001. And we started out as a three-piece back then. And then in 2005, Elias joined on guitar. And we've been playing live ever since. And a lot in Sweden and a few shows in Norway, and recorded our own demos. And then time flies by. I think we got the record deal 2 years ago, and we recorded the album. I think it took like 5 months or something.
That's not bad.
And then we waited for like 7 months before we had everything finished, but we waited for like 7 months before we dropped the bomb.
Drop the bomb.
Because we needed to have the timing with everything and get it out in stores at the right time. And then we've been playing live ever since. We've been out on the road since we released the album. We did the Sweden Rock Festival.
I know. I heard about
that. Yeah, that's like a month ago, right?
Yeah, how was that? Was that just...
Yeah, that was awesome.
Was that like a dream for you guys? Like, you should probably go to that, and now you're in it.
Yeah, it was really cool. We picked our show day to be on the same day as Rat, because they were gonna play the Sweden Rock Festival this year, but unfortunately, I think Steven Pearcy got a hernia or something, so they canceled. But we had a blast anyway. So the show was great, and the crowd was awesome.
Wow, that's great. That would have been great to play with Rat, one of my favorite bands, definitely. And their new album's amazing.
Yeah, totally awesome.
So when you guys get over here to the U.S., are you going to be, like, traveling on a bus together, going from state to state, or do you know how it's going to be set up?
I think we're traveling in three buses. Two other bands, Modern Superstar and Asphalt Valentine.
Awesome.
And we'll be riding in one van together with our manager Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy's cool.
And the other guys have their own vans, so
that's awesome. So have
I think it's gonna be great.
Have you got a chance to talk or with the guys, or check out some of the music of the bands that you're playing with? With I know Asphalt Valentine, I know them from way back. I've talked to Skaz probably a couple years ago, and but the Modern Superstar, you know, both of those guys are going to come on, Ryan Green and Skaz, next week. So it's great to have the whole Summer of Sin tour people that are going to be a part of it, all of you guys on the show.
Yeah, cool.
So have you guys...
I've listened to Asphalt Valentine.
Yeah.
Quite a bit. And I love those guys. Really raunchy street rock and roll, I think. Really great. But I haven't had the chance to hear Modern Superstar yet.
Yeah, their stuff is...
I think they got a like a session demo on their... on their MySpace or something, but I couldn't hear much from it, but it should be great.
I think they've got kind of a southern bluesy style a little bit to their music, actually.
Okay.
So it's actually
that's cool.
Yeah, it sounds really, really cool. So tell us about your songwriting and stuff. What inspires you to write some of these songs? I know the Mrs. Operator, I'm thinking, are you getting a little frisky with on the phone with the operator?
Yeah.
Is this a true story?
Actually, there was this one time, you know, when you have to call government and the post office and banks and stuff like that, sometimes, usually you end up talking with some old lady, and I think there was this time... Ricard, the guy on our Swedish label, he had spoke to this girl, and he instantly fell in love with her voice, and you know, so that's where it comes from.
So you're saying this guy? Usually, when someone says this guy, it's you.
Yeah, my.
You just don't want to admit it.
Yeah.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. All right, also, Also, talking about the two big singles off the CD, Superman being number one, and In the City. It's hard for me to pick one I like better or the other. But what's the response been from the fans? Pretty good.
Yeah, really great. The first one, Superman, it went to number 26, I think, in the Swedish singles chart. So we're really happy about that.
Yeah, and, congratulations.
Yeah, that's awesome. And the album went to number 30.
Wow.
On the chart, by the way.
Yeah.
The other one, In the City, was a digital single, so I don't really know how that's been going. But I mean, we have been having great response from the crowd and people writing us saying they love the music. And as far as when the shows go, when the crowd sings along, it's usually to those two songs, In the City and Superman.
I bet there's a lot of ladies out there that would like for you to be their Superman ward.
Yeah.
I think I want to wear my
there was some Brazilian girls on the Sweden Rock Festival, actually.
Oh, really?
Probably the first time we had to take pictures with girls and sign t-shirts and stuff like that. So that was really cool.
Anything kind of crazy and wild happen doing that?
Nah, there was two girls trying to get a discount on the t-shirts because they wanted to show me their tits, but I can't pay the bills with tits, I'm afraid, so they had to pay full price.
Oh, so hard, Ward, so hard.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, well, I won't show my tits then. All right, let's talk a little bit about the making of the video, In the City. What an awesome video. Who'd you guys work with?
The guy's name is Per Olsson. He's first and foremost a photographer, but I knew him from way back in school. So he helped us out, and he had some crazy ideas with girls with little amounts of clothes. So
right.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
I'm really satisfied with the video.
Yeah, it looks great. It kind of reminds me of the LA feel a little bit. Like being in LA.
Yeah.
Is it kind of like that out in Sweden? Is there a lot of like the strip and a lot of rock and roll people that how is the music scene out there like? Is that like a reflection of what it's like in Sweden as well?
I think it's more a reflection of Stockholm, I have to say, because we shot that video in Stockholm, and there's a huge rock and roll underground scene over there with a lot of rock clubs, and it's always fun to go out to Stockholm and play. Yeah, it's a little bit like the strip in Stockholm, I'd have to say.
Very cool. So do you wear your makeup all the time, Ward? Or is that just kind of a stage thing for you?
Nah, I don't wear it all the time. That would be a lie, but you know, some days you don't have the time to go up and do the eyeliner thing, but as often as I can, I try to put something on. It makes me look a little bit hotter, so.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, I really love the cover too of the CD. You guys getting a little wet in the is that. It kind of looks too small to be a pool. Is that a pool or a hot tub or what is that?
Nah, that's a pool.
That's a pool?
That's a heated pool.
Oh. I hope it was cold outside.
It's, the whole room is a relaxed, I don't know what you call it, and it's like a, what do you say in English? It's a
like a suite, like a hotel.
Yeah, suite, a penthouse suite.
See, I got your back this time, Ward.
Yeah, thanks. Struggling with English.
It's okay. You're doing great. So it's like a suite, a penthouse suite or something. You guys got this heated. Was it cold outside? I would hope that at least you guys aren't like burning up and you got all the makeup on. And we appreciate, you know, you guys all have your shirts off. And do you still have?
Yeah, but we had to. It was really hot in that pool. I mean, after 2 hours of shooting pictures, the makeup started to come off and we had to remake everything. And so it was really hot. I was sweating the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
And it was, but outside it was, I think we did those shots in the middle of the winter, so it was better for us to be inside.
Oh, so it was inside hot. Your makeup's basically sweating. I've got a makeup tip for you. Mineral makeup, Ward. It does not sweat off.
Is that expensive?
It's a little bit more expensive than the over-counter stuff, but
is that the fine stuff?
Yeah, it's like the powder stuff, but it's mineral makeup, it's like a base, but it does not sweat off at all. I mean, it'd be great for stage.
Yeah, okay. I think I heard about that.
Like Bare Minerals, I know you've heard of that, it's real popular.
It's like a powder or something, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Try that.
Yeah.
All right.
Better than concealer.
Yes, it's like a concealer. You can get everything, the blush. I'm giving Ward makeup tips.
Yeah.
You know, I was watching some parts, and I can't remember which video. You guys have a bunch of them over there on the MySpace page, but I was watching, I said Elias, but you said Elias or something. I'm trying to say it in the Sweden way. I guess you're supposed to say his name. But he had the right idea getting on the floaty, the little thing I saw him getting on that little green floaty.
Yeah,
that's funny.
That's the behind the scenes footage from Too Much video.
Right. But he couldn't stay on it.
He was actually pretty drunk right then. I think he drank a bottle of vodka and he was starting to look really bad. That's why he has the sunglasses on.
Oh, really?
We couldn't fix that shit with makeup, so he had to have glasses on, and he wanted to use the floaty thing really bad, but we had to put him on the side of the pool.
Yeah, to hold on.
We were so drunk, so and that's actually a true story. I'm not trying to come off as a cool rock and roll band here, but we did the photos in the middle of the night, and he really got really drunk, so. We had to put him on the side of the pool.
Yeah, yeah, and holding on, I see, as well, onto whatever he's holding on to. A bar or something, and the side of the pool. He's the only one holding on for dear life.
Yeah.
That's funny. All right, so is there any other songs that you want to talk about that are your personal favorites? Or I'm sure you love them all, Ward, but, you know, Well, I'm still wondering what inspires a lot of your songwriting and what gets you in that mood and stuff to write some of these songs.
I think to answer your first question, our favorite song to play and listen to as well has to be Too Much.
Too Much, yeah.
Yeah, we actually released that one as a single back here in Sweden too. To get some radio airplay. We really love that song because, yeah, it's a cool song. We influenced a lot from the Dynasty album, actually, with Kiss and also Paul Stanley's solo album.
Yeah.
And those are my favorite records, so I think we really did a great song with that one. And what inspires us to write? I don't know.
What inspires you to write?
I think we just want to what first inspired us and what I think still keeps us going is that we want to write music that we want to find ourselves. Because we started the band because of the fact that there weren't any other great rock bands at the time. And nothing new anyway.
Right.
We were all listening to old music, 70s, 80s rock, 60s rock. So we just started playing the music we wanted to find ourselves. So that's really what we're still doing.
Right.
I mean, like the Too Much song, we did that one when we listened a lot to Paul Stanley's solo album.
Right.
And we thought, we have to take this. There's got to be a way to take this sound further. And I think we did with that song. And that's how we write songs. And as far as lyrics go, girls.
Girls, that's the influence. Girls.
Girls, I don't know.
That's why it's the summer of center, because you look pretty sinful, Ward.
Yeah, thanks.
I like that title. That's great. That's a great title for a tour, and I'm sure that you're going to be getting in lots of trouble when you get over here.
Yeah, I hope so.
Now, I was going to talk about, you guys have some cool merchandise over there on your website and a little bio about the band. It looks like it's been souped up a little bit from the last time that I've seen it, so very cool.
Yeah.
I still have my Mamakin patches that I got before, and I'm you know, they make really great nipple warmers.
They do,
except they're a little scratchy.
Yeah.
Maybe like a bikini top. I could sew some and do a promo bikini top for Mamakin, just enough to cover up that part.
Yeah, I think it's better to have them on the outside rather than the inside, because, as you said, they're real scratchy.
Yeah, they are scratchy.
But don't want to make you bleed.
I don't think they're going to make me bleed. But unless there's some friction going on. I don't know. All right. So let's talk also about, you know, you were talking about Paul Stanley and stuff. And definitely, you know, when I talked with you before on the other station and when we talked, you definitely reminded me a lot of Paul Stanley, and you can tell that that's one of your biggest influences. But now, what's really cool is some time has gone by, and I've really got to listen to the whole album a lot more than, you know, back then. And I'm starting to really feel that you guys really have that distinctive sound. You know, maybe at first it sounds a little bit like somebody else, but now you're really in my ear. You guys are really sounding unique and distinctive, and you know it's Mamakin when you hear it. And a lot of singers out there, they don't have that deep voice like you have, and it's a great voice and great for rock and roll.
Oh, thanks.
Really is.
Well, it's hard having a low pitched voice. Because usually you're not. I started singing because I had to. We didn't have any other one. Like, usually you don't go for the low pitch guy to handle the vocals, because I don't know why really, but somewhere along the line, someone decided that rock and roll should be sung by high pitched guys. So usually you don't hear a lot of that, but it's cool that you like it anyway, so.
Yeah, it's very cool.
I hope everyone else does.
Oh, yeah, I think everybody enjoys it. Now, if you can think of one word, Ward, to describe each one of you in the band, each one of your bandmates, I'm going to say a name and then yourself, and I want you to think of one word to describe the personality of that person, okay?
Yeah.
Edwin. Just one word.
Slow.
God, I hope he's not listening. No, I'm just kidding.
It's okay. He knows he's slow.
All right, John.
Smart.
Really? The blonde is smart, smart in the band, and smart blonde. I like that.
Yeah, he's the smart guy. He's the sophisticated.
Oh, really?
He's the sophisticated one, yeah.
The smart guy with the snakeskin boots. Woo.
Yeah.
All right, yourself.
Slow. I feel slow now.
Do you really? Do you think it's just because of the language?
Nah. It's really hard to put a word on yourself, but
it has to be different than Edwin's.
Yeah, comment. Yeah. Okay. I'm horny. Yeah, that's what I am.
24/7.
Yeah, that's what I am.
Okay. Did you hear that, ladies? All right, and of course, Elias, I guess. Is that
Hyper.
Hyper, really? Yeah, he seems like the comedian, always goofing around.
Yeah, kind of. Is. Keeping he you really go- is. Keeping and you he go- is, really is hyper, also. He's the guy everyone... He wants to have your attention when it's time to party and stuff like that. He's really loud and he's really hyper and he's everywhere at the same time.
Keeps you guys on your toes. So he's like the center of attention at the party, right?
Yeah, always.
And are you kind of laid back at the parties after the show, or?
Yeah, I'm usually kind of laid back because I really like to enjoy some time alone after the show, just have a beer and take it easy. But it usually escalates further on in the evening.
So would it be safe to say that Ward, you know, there's a big contest going on right now over here in the U.S. for a lot of bands getting the opportunity to play with Kiss. Would that be a dream for you?
I'm not sure, actually, because it would be really scary to meet your heroes, because you don't want to be disappointed. I mean, if you get the chance to like meet Paul Stanley, you don't want to find out he's a dick, right?
Well, no. I mean, I think we set our expectations too high sometimes, and we got to quit putting them on this pedestal and remember that they're human, just like we are, you know.
Yeah, but he's not on a pedestal for me. He's above the clouds. He's the God.
He doesn't look
he
like...
He is the God.
He is the God.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, but of course that would be cool. I mean... of course that would be cool. I would never say no to a chance like that, to play in front of a really big crowd like that, so that would be awesome. But we decided a few years back to never compete with our music, because we had entered like two or three competitions, and we get really pissed off when we don't win,
right?
Because and I mean really pissed off. We trash stuff and and, you know, scream at the jury or something like that. Because, yeah, we get pissed because in our minds, we're the greatest band in the world. So we can't really compete. You can't compete in music because you're just going to get disappointed with some other one. Some other people decides that you're not the winner.
Right.
Maybe I'm sounding like a pothead right now. Or
are you smoking?
No, not right now.
Oh. You're not getting your dog high over there, I hope.
I'm slow. I'm just slow.
You're just slow. Well, I guess then you said from the contest and stuff, so I guess it's a majority of the crowd that picks, or is it? Do you have judges that actually pick who the winner is, or how does that work, the contest that you've been in?
Yeah, we always had the crowds on our side, and that's the problem, you know, when they announce the winner, and you're not the winner,
right?
And they announce the winner, and all the crowd goes boo.
Right.
Then you know something's wrong,
right?
And but as long as the the crowds enjoying our music, you know, you're a winner anyway. So, but it sucks to compete in music. I don't think you should. I just don't.
Right. So you guys are pretty hard on yourself about stuff like that. But now you guys just signed up with a JamZinc recording record label. I know Bill before you guys were with him, actually. So that's very interesting. Okay. How did you guys hook up with Bill?
Actually, it was Jimmy, our U.S. manager, that I think he wrote Bill an email, mm-hmm. and gave him some music from us, and he hooked us up with Bill, and Bill liked it, and
yeah,
released awesome. The album. So
that's great. You have a great great manager, by the way. Jimmy just seems so supportive and so...
Yeah, he's awesome.
I mean, you're very lucky to have somebody like that.
Yeah, he's old school.
Yeah.
I like that.
All right, Ward. Well, before we take off out of here, tell the people a little bit about what goes on at a Mamakin show. Do you guys do any theatrical stuff, or is it just all rock and roll?
It's all rock and roll for now, but... As soon as we get a little bit more money, we will have some ladies dancing and pyros and stuff. So
oh, very cool.
Keep coming to our shows and give us the money, and we'll put on bigger and better shows.
Give us the money. Where's the money?
Later on. Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. And you guys, your MySpace is myspace.com/Mamakin. It's MAMAKIN. And you can also go check out the band website at www.mamakin.se. Is that short for Sweden or something, or what's the SE?
Yeah, that's Sweden.
Okay. All right, so let's play another one, Ward, before we get out of here. Let's see, which one do I want to play? Which one do you want me to play? It's hard to pick. I love all these songs so much. Let's do In the City, since that's the self-titled... the self-titled CD. We'll do that one. So say something to your fans and introduce your next single. Go ahead, Ward.
Are you going to play In the City right now?
Yeah, but just say something. Yeah, I'm going to play that. So
Okay. I hope to see you guys on the tour and visit our websites. And check out the dates, and we'll see you on the road. Rock and roll.
Yeah. What's the first city? Do you know the first city you guys are going to hit on the, is it the 14th or the 15th?
Wait, I actually can't check that out right now.
Awesome. Go ahead.
Wait. I'm hacking.
You're hacking? Not my computer, I hope.
No. I'm slow.
It's okay.
Allentown.
Allentown. Where's that at?
Pennsylvania.
PA?
Is that Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Or
yes.
Philadelphia.
Okay. And what day? What is that? The 14th or 15th?
That's the 15th of July. Playing a place called the Crocodile Rock.
Okay. Very cool. Okay, Allentown, Pennsylvania, everyone, is their first show at Crocodile Rock. I'm assuming that's a, not sure what that is, a venue or a tavern, or not sure exactly what that is, but Crocodile Rock, those guys will be on.
I'm hoping that's it.
You're hoping that's it?
No, I'm hoping it's an arena.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. Something big.
It might not be, but...
All right. Well, Ward, we appreciate you so much for coming back on the show. Always a pleasure talking to you. And I love your music, and everybody over here in the U.S. that has listened to you guys. I'm definitely promoting the Mamakin. And you guys are sexy bitches, and we love you. And say hello to all the guys for me. I wish, I guess John didn't make it in the chat room this time. Last time he got to come in the chat room with us. So introduce your single, In the City, to everyone.
Yeah, In the City, right here, right now. a bit of a fuck Thin Lizzy feel.
Thin
Lizzy inspired.
Oh, really? This one is Thin Lizzy inspired. Yeah. Okay, very cool. All right, here you go, guys.